Thank you for calling Local Facts. My name is Dale. Can I get your phone number, please?
386-365-2407.
Thank you. And your name, please?
Lance Stark.
Thank you, Lance. And this is for Flowworks Irrigation LLC.
Correct.
All right. I have your account. How can I help you today?
I was wanting to know the domain name for my website for Flowworks.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, as I didn't know. Do I need an authorization code as well with that, or?
So with regards to that domain, since you already canceled, the website should have been taken down, but if not, it will be taken down. But with regards to you getting access to the domain, like you being able to apply your own website on there or design on there, you would have to purchase a domain. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, because I was just going to erase it is all it was. And
oh, okay.
Put something else up there.
I see. Right. Technically speaking, the website design should have been taken down when you requested to cancel your account. Your account has been canceled since July of this year. So, with regards to the domain, though, again, if you want to apply your own design on there, you would have to purchase the domain from us. It's $99 for the transfer, and then we'll go ahead and send you a code that you can go ahead and take ownership of the domain after that.
Gotcha. Okay. And so you would send an authorization code for doing that?
Right, that's correct. So after the payment is done, I'll request the code to be sent over through email, and you can go ahead and use that code to take over the domain. Either if you have GoDaddy or name.com or even Google domains, just input the code and you should be able to see and make changes to yourself to the domain once that's done.
Gotcha. Now, I wouldn't need to do all that if y'all just took the website down, correct?
Right, that's correct. I did check. There are some cases that this does happen when after your cancellation, the website isn't taken down. But yeah, since you called us today, I'll go ahead and make sure that will be taken down for you. But just to give you like an alternative, if you don't really want to make a purchase or if you don't want to pay to purchase a domain right now, normally a domain expires within a year after purchasing it without processing a payment within that time. So after a year, that domain would be available for purchase again through Google or whichever domain provider this domain came from.
Okay. If you take the website down, how soon would it be down? Because they told me they were going to take it down before, but it hasn't been down
right
yet as far as
okay
completely.
Sure. Let me put the request in today, because normally within 24 hours it should be done. If I do it normally or the normal process wise, but I'll see if I can reach out to somebody from our tech team to get that done right away. Okay. If you can just get in line
okay
for me. Is that fine?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Let me see. Okay. Is it Are you experiencing any conflicts with other websites that you created, or is that the reason why we're looking to just take it down?
Yeah, because I signed a contract with Town Square Interactive.
Okay.
And so they were going to create a website for me and all that, but I needed this to be down and all that to do that.
Mm-hmm. Not a problem. And are they going to provide you with your own domain, a new domain?
It's still going to be under that Flowworks Irrigation LLC. Would that still be possible with you taking that down, the LLC.com?
Well, did you have that domain when you signed with us, or did we create that website for you initially?
I believe you created that one for me.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, then they would have to get you a new domain, because that domain is still locked with us until July of.
Okay.
Up until March of next year. So.
Unless I pay the $99 to get the domain name.
Exactly. So my suggestion is there are other domains not with the same Flowworks LLC. The only difference would be it's not a .com, like a .net, maybe .pro and stuff like that. I'm sure somebody from what's the company you're going to be working with? Townsquare would be able to provide you options in terms of domain names.
Yeah, that's what she was saying. She could also just put something in there, but I hate to have my name out there and confuse somebody and then clicking on something different.
Exactly. But nevertheless, once we take down our website, even though the domain is there, if there's no information on the website, on the domain at all, like no back end, no front end and anything, if somebody searches for Flowworks, that specific website that created or that we created initially will not show up, because once we clear that out, it will not show up at all. So no need to worry about that.
Okay. Do you think I really need to get the domain name and do all that, or do you think, in your professional opinion?
In my opinion, you've stayed with us for 7 months. I'm not entirely sure how long or how much exposure you put on that website, or that domain specifically, the flowworksirrigationllc.com. If that specific domain name, you put in like your business cards, your t-shirts and stuff like that, then that would be something that you would definitely need to purchase, because you want continuity, right? You want to make sure that all of the things that you've already printed, like flyers and stuff, are consistent. But if those things, like your flyers, did not really have your website initially, then it doesn't really matter if you create a new website within the domain.
Okay. Okay. Now, if I purchase this domain from you, do you just tell me the domain name over the phone, or is it?
Email. Right. So once you process the payment for purchasing the domain, I'll put in the request for the transfer to be done, and you will receive an email from us. It will have a code in it, and it will also have details on how or what the code would be for. But normally, since you are signing up with another company, they would know what to do with codes that we will be giving mm-hmm. you, and they should be able to transfer ownership, or they should be able to take take care of that domain and apply their design on that domain once we release it or once the once you purchase it.
How long does it usually take to get the authorization code and all that stuff through email?
Same time frame. Usually within 24 hours, you should be able to get that if once payment is done.
Okay. Yeah, let's go ahead and do that then. I'll go ahead and purchase the domain name.
I see. All right. That's not a problem. Let me go ahead and... Okay. All right. Let's see. So the credit card that we have on file is still the old credit card ending in 2474. It's a Visa. Is this still updated? Okay, great.
Yeah, that'll work.
Great. Okay. Let me just create an invoice and charge you the right amount. Let's see. Domain. Okay, processing the $99 payment through the credit card 2474, okay?
Okay.
Great. All right. There we go, payment processed. Let me just make sure. Okay. All right. So thank you very much for the payment. I'll go ahead and request the domain transfer to be done now. So we will be sending you an email with codes. It's called an EPP code. So it will also be in the email. Again, Townsquare should know what to do with this. Just forward this email over to them, and they should be able to start creating the website for you and applying it to that domain. Okay. The email address that we have on file as well is landstark@yahoo.com. Is that still active?
Landstark@yahoo.com, correct.
Okay, great. All right.
Whenever that, I got the text message and email, it says click on here to set the subscription terms.
Yeah, no need to do that.
Click on it.
No need to do that because the account was initially canceled and we processed the payment. Our system automatically thinks you just started your service with us, but not to worry. I made sure that it is already canceled. So you won't get billed moving forward, okay? No need to worry. Okay. What else do I need? All right. There we go. Okay. Yeah, you should receive that email in the next couple of minutes. I'm already talking to my colleague who also took down the website. So, yeah, you should be able to see that taken down, and you should receive that email in the next couple of minutes. They're already processing it for you. Okay?
Okay, you broke up a little bit. I sound like you said that they're going to send me...
the email, yes.
Okay, email, and they're going to take the website down in the next couple of hours, mm-hmm. and...
The email, you will receive the email in the next couple of minutes, like 5 to 10 minutes tops, you should receive that email with the code.
Oh, with the code for the authorization code for the domain mm-hmm. name and all that?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
I appreciate all your help today. No, that's it. Thank you for everything.
You're welcome.
And you have a great day today, buddy.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.